This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news, the headlines first. Janata Samajwadi Party Chairman Upendra Yadav wins House of Representatives by election from Bara constituency number 2. Government decides to conclude the issue of land acquisition to expedite Kathmandu Tarai Madhes fast track construction. And Taliban kills IS leader thought to have planned Kabul airport bombing in 2021. Now the news in detail. Janata Samajwadi Party JSP Chairman Upendra Yadav has won the election to the House of Representatives member from Bara constituency number 2. Yadav emerged victorious after the completion of vote counting last night, defeating his nearest rival by a margin of 5,081 votes. Yadav received 28,415 votes, while Sivachandra Kuswaha of the Janamat Party got 23,334 votes. The by-election was held in Bara constituency number 2 after Ram Sahay Prasad Yadav, who was elected from the Janata Samajwadi Party in the same constituency, was elected as the vice president. In the House of Representatives election held on November 4 last year, Upendra Yadav was defeated by Janamat Party chairman Dr. C.K. Rawat in Saptari constituency number 2. Likewise, Rashtriya Swatantra Party Chair Ravi Lamichhane emerged victorious in the House of Representatives by election from Chitwan Electoral Constituency No. 2. Lamichhane got 54,176 votes. He won the election by a margin of 42,962 votes against his competitor Jitnarayan Shrestha of the Nepali Congress, who finished the election with 11,214 votes. Likewise, Rashtriya Swatantra Party's candidate Dr. Sonim Wagle won the by-election in Tanahu constituency number 1 with 34,911 votes. His nearest contender Govinda Bhattrai of the Nepali Congress got 20,122 votes. Parliamentarians drew the attention of the government to the current issues in yesterday's meeting of the House of Representatives. Speaking during a special hour of the meeting, the lawmakers raised concerns of Prime Minister's upcoming India visit, safety of aviation sector and misappropriation of money in the renewal of the license relating to the telecommunication service provider. Likewise, yesterday's House meeting endorsed a proposal seeking consideration on Corruption Control Bill 2077 Bikram Samat First Amendment, received from the National Assembly with the message. The House endorsed the proposal with majority that was presented by Minister for Communication and Information Technology Rekha Sharma on behalf of Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dal Prachanda. The parliamentarians stressed that the Corruption Control Bill 2077 Bikram Samat should be able to check the cases of corruption and irregularities. Responding to the lawmakers' queries regarding the bill, Communication Minister Sharma said the corruption could be controlled by strengthening the bill. Meanwhile, Speaker Debraj Khemire informed the House that Rashtriya Swatantra Party's lawmaker Dhaka Kumar Shrestha was relieved from the post. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda has pledged that the government would accord high priorities to the innovation sector. During his meeting with National Innovation Centre Chair Mahabir Poon at Balwatar yesterday, Prime Minister Dahal said prosperity in the country was possible only through science and technology and promised to promote innovation. During the talk, Innovation Centre Chair Poon drew the attention of the Prime Minister to grant permission to operate vehicles manufactured within the country and increase investments in the innovation sector. A cabinet meeting has decided to conclude the land acquisition dispute at Kokana of Lalitpur soon to expedite the construction of Kathmandu Tarai fast track. Talking to journalists after the cabinet meeting held at Singhadarbar yesterday, Physical Infrastructure and Transport Minister Prakash Jwala said the facilitation committee had been working to address the land acquisition disputes at Kokana of Lalitpur. He further added, additional decision would be taken soon. Minister Jwala said the facilitation committee, led by Deputy Prime Minister and Defence Minister Purna Bahadur Kharga, had been in consultation with the Lalitpur Metropolitan City and other concerned stakeholders. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda has admired all those who had their financial, psychological and moral support in the post-earthquake rescue, relief and distribution efforts. In his message on the commemoration of the Gorkha earthquake yesterday, the Prime Minister said the post-quake reconstruction campaign had been basically completed and the government was ready to cooperate if any reconstruction work was left to be carried out. Nepali Congress lawmakers have suggested to determine the priorities, keeping education, health and employment in centre in the budget of the coming fiscal year. During a meeting of the Nepali Congress Parliamentary Party held yesterday to solicit suggestions about the issues to be incorporated in the upcoming budget, they suggested Finance Minister Dr. Prakash Sharan Mahat should bring people-oriented budget. The fourth Nepal-India Petroleum Product Joint Working Committee meeting concluded in Kathmandu yesterday. Joint Secretary at the Industry, Commerce and Supply Ministry, Radhika Arial, led Nepali team and Petroleum and Gas Ministry's Joint Secretary of India, Isha Srivastav, led her country's team. Assistant Spokesperson of Industry Ministry, Urmila Kesi, said the meeting dwelt on the matters of infrastructure development in petroleum supply sector and lead additional studies in exploring natural gas. Minister for Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation Sudhan Kirati has said it has not been confirmed yet that the Fly Dubai airplane suffered a bird strike during its takeoff from the Thrivan International Airport on Monday evening. The aircraft carrying 167 passengers had reportedly caught a fire on its engine following its takeoff from the airport due to a bird strike. The Fly Dubai also stated that its aircraft experienced a strike with a flying bird during takeoff from Kathmandu and continued the onward journey after determining that the engine was within the normal operating parameters. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 AM English News Bulletin. On to some international updates now. Taliban fighters have killed a senior Islamic State group leader behind the deadly suicide bombing outside the Kabul airport in August 2021. The blast at the Abbey Gate entrance of the Hamid Karzai International Airport left about 170 Afghans and 13 U.S. service members dead during the chaotic withdrawal of the U.S. forces from Afghanistan. The IS leader, whose identity has not been released yet, was killed in southern Afghanistan in early April as the Taliban conducted a series of operations against the group, according one of the officials of the Taliban. Sudanese and foreigners have streamed out of the capital Khartoum and other battle zones as fighting shook a new 3-day truce brokered by the United States and Saudi Arabia. Aid agencies on Tuesday also raised increasing alarm about the crumbling humanitarian situation in the country reliant on outside help. According to Al Jazeera, there are areas throughout the Sudanese capital where the ceasefire has not held. Heavy clashes have been reported in the vicinity of the presidential palace and the general command of the army. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today, according to the forecasting division, the weather is likely to be partly cloudy in Karnali province, partly cloudy to mainly fair in the rest of the country. Kathmandu's weather report for the past 24 hours, the maximum temperature was recorded at 27 degrees Celsius and the minimum temperature was recorded at 11.5 degrees Celsius. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin, but before wrapping up, the headlines once again. Janata Samajwadi Party Chairman Upendra Yadav wins House of Representatives by election from Bara constituency number 2. Government decides to conclude the issue of land acquisition to expedite Kathmandu Tarai Madhe's fast-track construction. And Taliban kills IS leader thought to have planned Kabul airport bombing in 2021. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website, www.onlineradionepal.gov.np. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.